Welcome, this is the Whiny Masterclass, Cleaning a Rave Piano Hit in Ableton Live 12, using Session View into Arrangement View. This is an advanced, hands-on lesson. We'll locate and control a narrow resonant whine, so the piano keeps its transient snap and energy, using only Live 12 stock devices and a Live Session to Arrangement workflow. Let's jump in. Overview: you'll build an audio effect rack I call the Whiny Cleaner, with a dry and a process chain. We'll use Spectrum Plus EQ8 to find the whine, a surgical mid-slash-side notch to remove it, multiband dynamics to tame spikes, parallel routing to key punch, and a few macros for live performance. Finally, we'll resample the result into arrangement and finalize it for mixing. Step 1. Prep the source. Load the piano hit into Simpler as a one-shot or as an audio clip on a session track. If it's a one-shot, transient. Turn warp off. If you need stretch, use transient mode. Set monitor to in or auto so the clip will loop while you work. Step 2. Identify the whine frequency. Insert spectrum after the clip. Loop the hit at performance level and watch spectrum. Zoom horizontally so narrow peaks stand out. Look for thin peaks that sit above the harmonic body of the piano. Those are the whine candidates. Note the frequency, whether it's around a few kilohertz or higher, and whether it sits more in the sides or center. Step 3. Build the Whiny Cleaner rack. Create an audio effect rack on the piano track. Make two chains. Chain A is dry with no processing. Chain B is processed where we will notch and tame. Keep chain A at unity gain so you have a true parallel reference. Step 4. Surgical notch and mid-slash-side handling. On chain B, place a Q8 first. Use a bell band with a narrow Q. Start around Q8 to 12. Temporarily boost that band by 6 to 12 dB, and sweep it to confirm the whine exact spot. When you hear the whine amplified, invert that boost and cut the band. Start with minus 6 to minus 16 dB depending on severity. If the whine lives in the sides, switch EQ8 to mid/side mode and apply the cut on the side channel only. If it's center, cut mid. Keep the cut narrow and surgical. Step 5. Dynamic control with multiband dynamics. After EQ8, insert multiband dynamics. Set the band crossovers so the offending frequency sits mainly inside one band. Solo that band to verify. Bring the threshold down so the band compresses when the whine spikes. Thresholds often land between minus 15 and minus 25 dB, with ratios around 3:1 to 6:1. Use fast attack, short release for spikes, longer release for tails. Use the band solo while you tweak to hear exactly what you're controlling. Step 6. Preserve transient punch and warmth. After the multiband, add a saturator or dynamic tube for subtle warmth. Keep drive low and dry slash wet around 10 to 30% so you don't create new whine. Return to the rack route and map chain volume so you can crossfade dry and process chains with a macro named blend. Optionally, insert drum bus with a small transient adjustment and map that to a macro called transient for quick shape control. Step 7. Stereo width and subtle DIY movement. At the end of chain B, add utility and map width to a macro called width, narrowing the sides a little. For example, 100 down to 70 or 90% can reduce perceived side whine. If stubborn, add a tiny frequency shifter set very low, 0.1 to 3 Hz. Map to a macro called detune to smear the whine without heavily cutting harmonics. Step 8. Make performance macros. Expose and rename four macros. Whine cut, high compress, blend, and width slash detune. Map whine cut to EQ8's notch gain, with a range of 0 to about minus 18 dB. Map high compress to the multiband band threshold and optionally ratio so a small macro move yields a noticeable tame. Map blend to the chain volumes so the dry attack and processed body crossfade smoothly. Map width and detune to utility and frequency shifter amounts. Keep ranges conservative so macro moves are musical. Step 9. Session performance routing and testing. Create a new audio track and set its input to the piano track output for monitoring, or create a resampling track. Loop the piano and practice nudging macros in real time. Use Spectrum and EQ8 while you tweak. Keep an unprocessed reference chain or a duplicate track for quick/B. Step 10. Record performance into arrangement. To commit the performance, record from session into arrangement. The simplest, cleanest option is to arm a dedicated resampling track. Set input to resampling and record while you tweak macros. This captures the processed audio exactly as you hear it and avoids complicated clip automation. Alternatively, press the global record and capture the session performance into arrangement if you want parameter automation recorded. Step 11. Commit and finalize in arrangement. Stop recording and open arrangement. Consolidate the recorded audio with CMD or Control plus J. Apply clip fades to remove any micro clicks. Add a light EQ8 on the arrangement clip. A gentle high pass at 3050 Hz and a subtle air shelf at 812 kHz if you remove too much top end. Insert glue compressor on the bus for subtle glue, and a limiter with a ceiling, around minus 0.3 dB to keep peaks under control. Step 12. Final quality checks. Bypass the rack to compare original versus clean. Solo original and process takes, to ensure you didn't kill life or transient punch. Check the hit in context with bass and drums. Some whines only show up when certain bass notes are present. Use arrangement automation to reintroduce or reduce macro amounts where needed. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overnotch. Too wide or too deep a cut makes the piano dull. Avoid crushing the high band with aggressive multiband compression. Use blend to preserve attack. Don't ignore mid/side. Cutting blindly in stereo can create phase and balance problems. Make sure you're recording the correct signal. Set resampling or routing properly. Avoid automating too many device parameters live. Keep macros minimal and tidy. And don't introduce new whine with excessive saturation or frequency shifting. Pro tips: boost a narrow EQ band to find the whine, then invert that boost to cut. Use multiband dynamics solo to find the offending band quickly. If the whine is pitch locked, try a tiny frequency shifter modulated slowly for subtle smear and map the depth to a macro. Freeze and flatten a duplicate track if CPU spikes. Automate blend so staves keep processed sustain while the downbeat retains dry attack. When resampling, set the resampling track input to resampling and arm only that track to avoid doubling. Mini practice exercise: build a one bar loop and capture a performance. Load a piano hit into a one end loop. Insert the whiny cleaner rack and map macros: whine cut, high compress, blend and width. Use spectrum to find the whine and set EQ8 to QA12 and a cut between minus 8 and minus 16 dB. Practice toggling blend and whine cut until the hit keeps punch without harshness. Create a new audio track. Set input to resampling, arm it and press arrangement record. Play and tweak macros for 8 bars. Stop, consolidate the recorded clip, add a subtle glue compressor and a limiter. Export before and after stems and compare on headphones. Recap. The workflow is identify, reduce, preserve, and commit. Use spectrum and a boosted EQ to find the whine. Apply a narrow mid/side notch in EQ8. Tame spikes with multiband dynamics. Preserve transient energy with a dry/processed blend. Map 4 meaningful macros for live control. Record your best run via resampling into arrangement. Consolidate, crossfade, and add subtle glue and limiting. That's the whiny masterclass. Apply this flow to different piano hits and variations until removing or controlling whine becomes second nature. Save your whiny cleaner as a rack preset and keep an untouched reference track as a safety net. Good luck, and let your staves keep their snap without the whistle.